Hey, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for being here and for just hanging with me every single day. So grateful for you and for your attentive listening. We're going through some scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships. Today's comes from 2 Corinthians 2, 4 through 8, and that is in the Common English Bible, CEB. It says this: I wrote to you in tears with a very troubled and anxious heart. I didn't write to make you sad, but so you would know the overwhelming love that I have for you. But if someone has made anyone sad, that person hasn't hurt me, but all of you to some degree, not to exaggerate. The punishment handed out by the majority is enough for this person. This is why you should try your best to forgive and comfort this person now instead, so that this person isn't overwhelmed by too much sorrow. So I encourage you to show your love for this person. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this passage. And I know that it's a carryover from 1 Corinthians, where Paul confronts the Corinthian church and says, there's an evil among you, basically, and says, there's someone having his father's wife. So he's sleeping with his stepmom. And it's kind of a shocking thing. And Paul says, I don't understand why you're tolerating this. And this is what you need to do. And so they did it. They confronted the man. And he wonderfully and beautifully, apparently, because we see it here in 2 Corinthians 2, he did repent. And Lord, thank you that that can work sometimes, because so many times when I have confronted, it has not gone well. And honestly, there's been times when people have confronted me and it's not gone well. I look back on a couple times where I know those folks were right, and I probably need to just go back and say, thank you for loving me enough to confront me, because you were right. I really need to do that. So thank you for that reminder just now, Lord. But Lord, thank you that he did repent. And I love Paul's shepherding heart here, where he says this person has said he was wrong, and he's got this regret and this shame that he's living with, and it's heavy upon him. So please reaffirm your love for him. It's the opposite of kicking someone when they're down. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to both discern what is real repentance, because a blanket apology is typically not repentance. Not repenting to you is not repentance. So when someone says, oh yeah, I may have hurt someone sometime, but they never say what it is, or they don't say, against you, Lord, I have sinned, then it's hard to know if that's genuine repentance. But a very specific, I sinned against God, and these are the things I did, and going to the person and saying, will you forgive me? I should not have done that. Those are ways that we can determine if someone is on the pathway of repentance, though it still is even hard when someone's still in cover-up mode. But Lord, for those people, as we look back on our lives, who have regretted what they've done, who have said they're sorry, instead of us heaping burning coals upon their heads, help us to love, to reaffirm our love, to shepherd, to come alongside, to pray for, to re-engage with them so that they don't feel like they are cut off forever. Lord, I know that there's also consequences to our actions. And in this particular case, he's no doubt reaping those consequences. But love can break through that. Love doesn't take away the consequences, because love wants us to be better, right? But love sits with us in the consequences. And so, Lord, help us to love people who have repented and who are sitting in the after effects of their consequences, and help us just to love them back to life, to speak your word over them, to pray for them, to serve them, to be a good companion and friend to them. And Lord, I pray for that in my own life. I pray that when someone comes back to me, that I would have done the appropriate work so that I could welcome them back in. Lord, help us to work on our forgiveness muscle, that we could learn to forgive so that if there is reconciliation in the future or an apology in the future, we won't lash out and try to punish the person a second time, but welcome them back, just like you did on the hill when you welcomed the prodigal back from the distant land. Help us to be like that, Jesus. I pray this in your name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a blessing to me. And huge thanks to DragonLady38, who wrote this review on iTunes. I've been listening to Mary's podcast for years, and the Pray Every Day podcast has been so encouraging. Many times she has prayed, and it has been just right for something I've been struggling with. An absolutely wonderful blessing. So thank you so much, Dragon Lady. I appreciate that. And if you'd like to offer a review, it's very easy. You can go to iTunes or Stitcher and they will walk you through it. Find Pray Every Day first, of course. You don't want to just rate some sort of random podcast. But anyway, I so appreciate it and hope you have an amazing day. Bye-bye.